Please rise as you are able and join me in the call to worship. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The true light that enlightens everyone has come into the world, and we have seen his glory. Glory to God who has blessed us in Christ. The hymn this morning is number 23, Angels We Have Heard on High. Let us confess who we are. Holy God, we confess we are a distracted people and forgetful of your love. We make selfish choices, hurt each other, and perpetuate injustice in your world. We have sinned against you and are deeply sorry. We repent of our disregard of you, each other, and your creation. By the power of your Spirit, forgive, restore, and strengthen us to live in your light and walk in your truth. We pray this through the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ, and Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. The new life is begun. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. Thanks be to God. Amen. In celebration of the peace of Christ, the peace was shown so brightly that first Christmas morning, I say unto you, may the peace of Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. Please share this peace with one another with a wave or a nod. You may be seated. Let us pray. Living God, help us so to hear your word that we may truly understand, that understanding we may believe, and believing we may follow your way in all faithfulness, seeking your honor and glory in all that we do. Amen. First scripture reading this morning is from Jeremiah 31, verses 7 through 14. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the furthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together, a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come with consolations. So I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare in it the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty. Thus says the Lord.
Thank you. The second reading of the scripture is 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, verses 3 through 12. This is Paul's second letter to Timothy, a young leader of the church in Ephesus, where circumstances had worsened. The false teaching that Paul had warned about persisted. Verse 3 through 13 refers to Timothy's faith and heritage. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestor did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you throughout the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed then of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, whom saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the age began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for the reason I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put out my trust. I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. And then continuing in chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, this is titled, The Strong in Grace. You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me through many witnesses entrusted to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share in the suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving in the army gets entangled in everyday affairs. The soldier's aim is to please to the enlisting officer. And in the case of an athlete, no one is crowned without competing according to the rules. It is the farmer who does the work who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. That is the reading of the scripture. Let us pray. Dear Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Yesterday was New Year's Day, one of the oldest holidays to celebrate the beginning of the new year. Today is Sunday, the Lord's Day, a sacred day to be spent in worship and reverence. The title of this morning's message is Fan Into Flames. I'll be reading some verses from the Holy Bible that I hope will be an inspiration for us and perhaps will be something we will continue to think about this coming week or so. It was around 7:30 Sunday morning, November 28, 2021. I was reading over the lesson titled A Call to Persevere from the Sunday school book for that morning, which was in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And before I go any further, I want to send out an invitation to the rest of the church to attend the adult class, which has been going on regularly. We have 4 strong members in the class in a small room. We have many rooms in the church. We can grow as we add members. And you're welcome to come each Sunday morning at 9:30. I read the first 7 verses that told about Paul, imprisoned in a room dungeon. He had sent Timothy to minister the churches in Ephesus. The church, when Paul was there, had been founded on solid doctrine. But now, that has been corrupted. The threats of the church did not come from outside, but from within. Some of their own leaders had distorted the truth of the gospel. In verse 6 of these verses, Paul says to Timothy, and I read from my Bible, the NKJV, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." The strong expression suggests that Timothy was being less forceful in his preaching. The spiritual gift that God had given him was in verse 7, where Paul was giving Timothy encouragement, saying, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind." The NKJV reads, "Stir up the gift of God." And the NIV reads, "Fan into flame the gift of God." The words "fan into flame" sound stronger to me. Now, it doesn't say fan the flame, but fan into flame. I even thought at the time this would make a good message, fan into flame. Little did I know that in less than 4.5 hours from that thought, I would say yes to giving this message. Church, let us this year fan into flame the gift of God. Let's begin with Romans 12, verse 4 through 6a. "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we are one body of Christ, and individually members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." Let us this year fan into flame the gift of God. In the last 2 years or so, the standards of the world have changed. The standards of this country have changed. The standards of the church universal have changed. The standards of our church denomination have changed. The standards of our church have changed. In the news, we hear of all kinds of weapons being used to maim and kill people, even countries threatening other countries with their use of the weapons of mass destruction. The Holy Bible is called the weapon for the Christian. This should be the weapon we choose to carry. The Bible is the truth. It is powerful. It is the word of God. It is the weapon of mass instruction. The weapon of mass instruction. I have not heard of this term, weapon of mass instruction, before this, but one day the thought just popped into my gourd. And recently I was reminded of a minister from Coshocton, Ohio, who supplied the pulpit, this pulpit, a number of years ago. And in his sermon, he quoted words that went something like this. The word Bible is the acronym for basic information before leaving earth. Now put these two words together, basic and mass. They seem to conflict. But like the Word of God, the more you study the basic, the more the Holy Spirit fans the instruction into a mass. When we read the Bible, we should take our time and listen to the words that we read. Perhaps we will fan into flame the gift of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. This verse has only 10 words. 5 of the words are non-descriptive, and 5 of the words are descriptive. They tell the when, who, and what's. The first word, 5 words, are in the beginning, God created. So in these 5 words, we know something was created, and who created it? It was in the beginning of the time, and that our creator was God. Reading the last 5 words of the sentence, the heavens and the earth, we know what God created, and that he had created something from no thing. So now we know when and what our creator had created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But why did God call the earth out separately? We know the earth is part of the heavens. There must be some reason, something different about the earth, that there is about everything else. Let us fan into flame the gift of God. Genesis 1, chapter 1, verses 31, chapter 2, verses 1. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the 6th day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. Let us fan into flame the gift of God. Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. And on the 7th day, God ended his work which he had done. Then God blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Let us fan into flame the gift of God. The footnote on sanctified it reads, the 7th day is the first thing in the Torah to which God imparts his holiness, and so sets apart it to himself. It summons mankind to imitate the pattern of the king, and so to confess God's lordship and their consecration to him. Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11, the 4th commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the 7th day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Let us fan into flame the gift of God. The Sabbath day was the day that regular labor ceased. The Sabbath is not designed as a burden, but as a blessed release from the hard labor. The holiness of the day separates it to the Lord so that it is enjoyed by sharing his rest, celebrating his work of creation and redemption. Are we not failing the 4th commandment? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It says day. That's 24 hours. We have it honed down to minutes, mostly to our liking, not to God's liking. Let us fan into flame or stir up the gift of God. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 3, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ, Jesus Christ. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Dr. Herbert Wheeler was pastor of my confirmation class when I was 13. He wrote the above verses on my confirmation certificate. The first thing I noticed, he had skipped over verse 2, and I wondered why. And then 70 years later, while reading the Sunday school lesson on Sunday, November 28, In it, 2 Timothy chapter 2 were written verses 1 and 3 and had skipped over verse 2. And I wondered why. Well, I won't keep you waiting as long as I have waited. I understand that Matthew Henry's commentary, I believe that Paul's prayers in this verse were being directed more to Timothy than to the other ministers to strengthen his preaching. Referring back to verses 1 and 3, we each should be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. In doing so, we must face and endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Several years ago, I read this Bible verse that caught my attention. It became my number one memory verse. I understand it, underlined it heavily in my Bible. I even wrote two words in the column and pointed that to that verse. The words that I wrote were highest priority. I wrote that because that was part of the footnote for that verse, and I wanted it written where I would see it. The footnote said, in part, we are to make God's sovereign rule and a right relationship with him the highest priority in life. Worry is inconsistent with this priority. It doubts the sovereignty or goodness of God and distracts from the true goals of life. God will meet all needs of those who risk all for him. So in my doubts, temptations, or fears, it is Matthew 6:33 that comes to mind, pops into my gourd. Yes, church family, having lived gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us together fan into flames these gifts of God. Amen.
Looks up to thee. Shall we say the Apostles' Creed? I believe. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son.
Let us pray. Almighty God, creator of the heavens and the earth, that we may fall short of the kingdom of God, it is by your love and grace and through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can be saved by believing in you and repenting of our sins. On this day of the Lord, we have come to worship and bow our heads in prayer and give thanks for your love and the many blessings bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, for this church family and for our pastor. We give thanks for our choir members, the organist, the choirs, and the organist and the worship leaders. We come to church each Sunday knowing a worship service is ready for worshipers. We thank them, Lord, for your love shines through them. We pray, Lord, for our session, deacons, secretary, treasurer, and volunteers as they perform their duties out of their love to serve the church and the Lord. We pray for our members unable to be in church with us. We pray for the persons listed on the prayer concerns. We pray for their families as they love and care for them. We pray for each of them as they pray for their church. We pray for the people who have been affected by the COVID disease and their families. We pray for men and women in uniform, be it military or civilian, and for the medical personnel. We pray for their safety and well-being. We pray for people who have suffered in natural fires, storms, hurricanes, and flooding. Many have lost family, homes, place of work, requiring long-term recovery. We pray for them as they recover and rebuild. We pray for those outside of the church who do not know you, Lord. We pray for their hearts that they may be softened, that a day would come when they would reach out to you, our Lord and Savior, as a new child of God. We pray for the leaders of this great land and all branches of government. May they seek your guidance in all that they do, to work in unison, to believe and love God, bringing back the great country into one nation under God. Let us pray together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As with gladness, men of old, and please sing with me. As with
Let us pray. Thank you, dear Jesus. On this Lord's Day, we have come into your house to worship you. Now, with the spirit of your love and the strength of your grace, we go now into the community and fan the faith of truth, giving you the glory. This we do in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.